The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening.
Right here, right now, it's Independence Day. We must take America back.
Good evening. Welcome to the National Intel Report. It's been a busy day. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller this Monday, June 4th, 2018. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, of course. It's been a busy day, and it was a sort of a busy weekend. It's going to be a busy week. It's the, oh my goodness. This week is the 51st anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. It's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Robert Kennedy. And I kind of talked about that on my broadcast, Road Warrior Radio, coming through the, I guess, this period of the year, especially from the moment that Martin Luther King was assassinated. To this week, unfortunately. So, you know, April 4, 1967, Martin Luther King gave that legendary Beyond Vietnam speech. And his countenance seemed different. He seemed like he had the sort of resolve that you hear in folks every once in a while. I mean, he was sort of, I mean, the simple story on Martin Luther King is basically he was groomed to be an establishment tool, I would say. And then he got to a point, you might say, culminating around April 4, 1967, that he was becoming uncontrolled opposition. because prior to that he was controlled opposition. And so then suddenly it sounds like maybe not so controlled. He's going to start to take a marked departure from the propaganda that, you know, the one side of the propaganda that he's supporting. And in similar fashion, when Bobby Kennedy was touring the country, I think that he got a real glimpse into the plight of the American people in a unique way that he probably wouldn't have. Well, I don't know how he would have gotten any other way. And so his perspective seemed to change. He became much more, I think, of a man of the people, much less of an establishmentarian figure. And so, of course, you know, and really just kind of seemed to have that Kennedy brashness and would become uncontrolled opposition. And so, you know, then you have the stories that we have today. I mean, Sirhan is alive today. William Pepper has been involved in both the Martin Luther King Jr. Saga and the Bobby Kennedy saga. James Corbett did a great interview with William Pepper last year, which has kicked off some other things, but that was a great interview. And, you know, William Pepper has written the definitive book on the subject, literally. But, you know, he gave a detailed account of the James Earl Ray story and the fact that, you know, we heard that James Earl Ray was, you know, officially the story is he was a fugitive from the Missouri State Penitentiary. But there's more to the story. And so as it turns out, you know, there was a conspiracy essentially to allow him to be set free, basically, to allow him to become a fugitive from justice. That was all orchestrated as a fact of history, which is interesting. And then, you know, fast forwarding, you skip forward June 5, which is tomorrow, 1968. Actually, it was today. I think Bobby Kennedy passed away in the evening, right? 1:20 in the morning or something, they say officially. But anyway, what I think is interesting, the Sirhan thing is just problematic. You know, how did a guy with an 8-shot revolver fire 13 or 14 rounds that are recorded on audio? That doesn't seem possible. It is impossible. So how did that happen? And, you know, to this day, Sirhan's testimony sounds like a Manchurian, an MK Ultra Manchurian candidate sort of patsy. And again, you know, William Pepper is weighed in on that. But so it's kind of a somber time that the country, I think, took a turn for the worse after these three big assassinations, in particular JFK, MLK, and RFK. And it's interesting, the Netflix special Bobby Kennedy for President, the 4-part miniseries, the part 4 sort of focuses in on the conspiratorial aspect, if you will, of Bobby Kennedy's assassination. And it's pretty clear that what happened is, well, anything but what we are led to believe in the mainstream press. So it's interesting, though, in the opening minutes, between the 2 and 3 minute mark, there is a gentleman who is interviewed in the reporter who's interviewing him asks, what do you think about these assassinations? We've, you know, seen some very prominent figures assassinated in recent months and recent years. And the guy says, you know, it seems like a pattern to me. It seems like anybody who stands up and speaks up for the poor, you know, you stand up and speak for the poor, you get killed. So that was interesting. But so it's kind of an interesting moment this time of year to reflect back on what has happened. And, you know, it's important to know the past so that we can understand how to proceed in the future. And a simple example of that, you know, the Orwellian expression, who controls the past, controls the future, controls the present, controls the past, which, you know, you can see if you control the present, then you can rewrite history to script the future, so to speak. And an example of a, just a couple of quick examples, I guess, on that. It's pretty easy. If we all really, if America understood history the way that we should, then we would know that what happened on the eve of Christmas back in 1913, in the dead of night, literally, the creation of the Federal Reserve, that was a product of years worth of meetings. And folks like Philip Drew, administrator, Edward Mandel House, you know, the minion behind the scenes, you know, he was instrumental in that. Fact of history that we don't get. But, you know, if we really understood our history, we would know, A, that the Constitution expressly prohibits it. As Andrew Jackson put it in his farewell address, he said, the Constitution provides an insuperable objection to it. When he was explaining to the American people, you know, don't forget the lessons of history, he said, the severe lesson, because he vetoed the renewal of the second, the charter for the second central bank of the United States. It's my understanding that his epitaph is, I killed the banks, or the bank, central bank. But he said, the severe lessons of experience will, I doubt not, be sufficient to prevent Congress from again chartering such a monopoly. Even if the Constitution did not present an insuperable objection to it. But then, what did he say? That quote that is paraphrased down and oversimplified to the point that we lose the context. This is the backdrop of the quote. It's this money issue, paramount importance. He said, the severe lessons of experience will, I doubt not, be sufficient to prevent Congress from again chartering such a monopoly. Even if the Constitution did not present an insuperable objection to it, but you must remember, my fellow citizens, that eternal vigilance by the people is the price of liberty, and that you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. It behooves you, therefore, to be watchful in your states as well as in the federal government. Of what? Of this monopoly, the money power, what J. Edward Griffin has referred to as the cartel. And it has been revived, and, you know, you go back and you look throughout history at even the Wikipedia list of presidential and congressional assassination attempts. Most, if not all of them, deal with this issue, or this issue is at least on the periphery. And if not the money powers directly, the power and control and the influence that it affords, pun intended. So that's one important lesson of history that we should understand. And another is all of the lessons of history we've had from the CIA. There will never be peace on this planet as long as the CIA exists. That's just a fact. Because the CIA exists to destabilize the world. How can I say that? Well, just look at the long list of covert regime change actions and so forth. You know, the fact that the CIA is operating as the Praetorian Guard, the president's secret military, in forward operating positions and installations around the world without the knowledge of the American public. What does that tell you? And has been for decades. You know, William Bloom has written a number of books. A number of folks have written, but I've mentioned a few of William Bloom's books lately. You know, Killing Hope is one of the best. I've mentioned, I think I mentioned on this broadcast recently too, the table of contents. You know, it's a laundry list of countries that the CIA has upended, overturned, installed puppet regimes. You know, Killing Hope, U.S. military and CIA interventions since World War II. For what purpose? To create peace? No. And this is an age-old plot. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff that's happening these days, and it all goes back to that letter that Pike wrote to Mazzini, the most prophetic letter that was never written, if we're, you know, speaking of history and what we're led to believe or not to believe. So Pike outlined three world wars in that letter that he allegedly never wrote back on August 15, 1871, the Third World War being fomented. Well, maybe I'll just read some of it. But I think it's important to know. And you start looking. I mean, I'm looking at stuff that's happening today and stories that are happening. And it's exactly this. You know, the way that the letter reads, and I swear this is like the anti-biblical version of the future. And this is what's happening. So Pike allegedly wrote, the Third World War must be fomented. And again, this is 1871. Must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists, and the leaders of the Islamic world. So political Zionism and political Islam, essentially. The war, and it's important because we get drawn into this trap of using specious terminology, which then heightens the wave of conflict with false arguments. It creates a ripple. It's misdirection, and at the same time, it exacerbates a conflict with misdirection, if that makes sense. So it's the collision of forces, political Zionism against political Islam, most notably represented by this thing called Israel that is not the biblical Israel by any stretch of the imagination, and the headquarters of political Islam, whatever you want to, you know, whether you want to go Al-Qaeda or Hamas or whatever, it's essentially the Saudi brand of Wahhabism and Salafism and Deobandism. But those are the two fountainheads of political Zionism and political Islam, respectively. And how ironic that those are two creations manufactured in the 20th century and also the two greatest allies, our dearest allies in the region, so-called. Even though, you know, Saudi Arabia beheads more people than ISIS every year, never mind that. And the UN Human Rights Council considers this thing called Israel the worst human rights violator on the planet, all other nations combined, worse than all others combined. Never mind those facts. Never mind that. You know, you can tell a person by the company they keep. And what does it say about America that those two countries are our dearest allies in the region? What do you think? But I digress. So continuing, Pike's letter, the war must be conducted. So it's political Zionism collided against political Islam, drawing everyone into the trap. You'll see in a second. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Islamic world and political Zionism, the state of Israel, essentially mutually destroy each other. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete,
your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
the thousand churches,
your eyes,
the resolution,
your eyes,
of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat.
Welcome back. So, this letter, you know, again, today's National Intel Report, this Monday, June 4th, the importance of history. Lots, I mean, where do we start? So, it was a busy weekend. It's going to be a busy week. There were lightning storms across the country, which is interesting. Last year, over 1,000 of the fires that were started in the across the western states that burned over 2 million acres of western states were started by lightning. Over 1,000 of those fires. And, you know, I should look and check. The Eagle Creek fire, you know, the kid was just charged with has to pay $37 million in damages for allegedly starting the fire, the big Eagle Creek fire, with fireworks. But I need to check that, because last year on my broadcast, I remember reporting officially the government data showed the fire was – the cause was still unknown. First, it was allegedly human-caused, and then somewhere in the melee of all the other fires throughout the summer, that changed officially. And And that fact was sort of obfuscated, which is interesting. I'll see if I can find that. I'll make a note of that. Eagle Creek Fire. I'll come back to that and see what it says today, because, you know, I mean, to be charged, obviously, that's just, I mean, imagine that. That is something that would destroy a young man's life, and who knows? Who knows? I mean, so anyway, over 1,000 of the fires that were started, the wildfires last fire season, were started by lightning, officially, according to the Forest Service data. And that was the majority, of course. And many of those, when I talked about it last summer, many of those fires were started on days, clear sky days, not a cloud in the sky. Some daytime, some nighttime, but, you know, not a cloud in the sky, which kind of reminds a person, speaking of history, of the PBS documentary about Nikola Tesla titled Tesla, Master of Lightning. Is it possible to control the weather? Yes, very. Has been for a long time. And, you know, weathermodificationhistory.com is a fun website for those unfamiliar, and even those who, you know, maybe want to help others understand who, you know, no, you can't do that, really. Well, remember back in the 70s when we go skiing and we'd hear, yeah, snowfall has been light this year, but we're seeding the clouds this week or this weekend, and so it's going to snow. And the snow always looked different when they did that, kind of like the snow always looks these days. It never comes down in flakes the way that it used to. It does. If it does, it's very, very seldom. So anyway, speaking of history, weather modification history is a fun website. And for those who don't know, folks like Richie from Boston have talked about how geoengineering has gone mainstream. Climate change, that whole nonsense is, for those who don't know, it's, and Alan Watt has talked about it for years. It's a Club of Rome put up job. You know, the Club of Rome wrote the book, Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider, The First Global Revolution. And basically talking about how you could vilify people in general because they breathe. And so, you know, it's not the people, the big industrialists, the international industrialists who create all these problems that then they have to find a solution for. It was the Mellon Institute. I think a couple of weeks ago when I guest hosted, we talked about aluminum, among other things. There was aluminum and fluoride, and I want to say Mellon. It was a Mellon research paper that was responsible for normalizing one of the, I think it was fluoride, maybe it was aluminum, but, you know, an industrial waste product. What can we do with this? And so, you know, we'll just pump that into the households of the American people. It'll be great. Kind of like carbon sequestration. You know, let's just, it gives you a weird mental, you know, like visual reference, carbon sequestration, but I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller while he is out on a much deserved vacation. I hope he's enjoying his time away. Lord knows the insanity will continue in his absence, not at the network, but around the world, unfortunately. Like I said, the CIA still exists, so there won't be peace. That's just a fact. And so I'm talking sort of about the importance of history. And this week is, to me, fairly, prescient in that sense, if we choose to, we look back at the liberty the USS Liberty, the attack on it. And what is the... So last year there was the... Some websites, you know, there's the USS Liberty Veterans Association, USSLibertyVeterans.org. You can find information there. I mentioned last year the 50th anniversary of that nonsense, the intercept story, which I thought was kind of shocking. 50 years later, NSA keeps details of Israel's USS Liberty attack secret. Well, it's common knowledge, so why keep it secret? I mean, doesn't the NSA, Homeland Security, the, you know, Big Brother spy state, the Orwellian spy state keep telling us nothing to hide, nothing to fear? Or however that expression goes, nothing to fear, nothing to hide, something like that. If you're not afraid, why hide it? What's if there's no there's nothing secret about it? I mean, that just it has this it's the Streisand effect, you know? No, it's not that we have anything to hide. It's just, you know, national security. No. There's nothing national security about it. So the Intercept article last year, June 6, 2017, was interesting. So Miriam Pensack writes, on June 8, 1967, an Israeli torpedo tore through the side of the unarmed American naval vessel USS Liberty, approximately a dozen miles off the Sinai coast. The ship, whose crew was under command of the National Security Agency, was intercepting communications at the height of the Six-Day War when it came under direct Israeli aerial and naval assault. Reverberations, and so, you know, don't spy off the Sinai coast, heaven forbid. But, you know, if you are, oh gosh, what's the name of the, you know, if you're Comdex, Infosys, or whatever, you know, variety of front organizations for Mossad were deeply embedded in the telecommunications network system in America prior to 9/11. Remember the Carl Cameron's four-part Fox series on that, on Israeli spying, that evaporated into the ethos within minutes, essentially. So they aired the four parts, and it's my understanding it was supposed to be 12, three four-part series, and they aired the first part, the first four parts, and after that, it quickly vanished off of the Fox News website, and it's still floating around in some places. Carl Cameron, Israeli spying, and they did a great, you know, they documented that. So I'm going to talk about some other stories in a second here. We'll get over to the discussion this morning. It was Brett Larson on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer this morning, talking about the Facebook privacy story, the latest Facebook privacy story that's rippling. And the conclusion, we are to assume anytime you are on that device, somebody is watching. What device? Well, any device these days, because everything's listening, you know. Alexa will order stuff, you know, shipped, whether it's your children talking or the television talking or whatever. Alexa will record your conversations and send them to work colleagues, you know, arbitrarily because, well, according to executives, no, Alexa heard something. And where's the proof of that? The family says, no, that didn't happen. We're standing there. It didn't ask us anything. It's right next to us on loud, volume turned up. Didn't say anything, didn't ask him, just sent a recorded a conversation between husband and wife and arbitrarily, seemingly sent it to work colleagues. So a colleague, excuse me. But so this Facebook thing, you know, and anytime you're on that device, somebody is watching. Well, is that a new story? No. Well, I mean, I think about that, and then I think about the Shepard Smith clip from more than 10 years ago. And we'll play that too. And whenever I think of that, then my mind immediately goes back to Israeli spying. Prior to 9/11, September 11, 2001, and the Carl Cameron Fox News expose, and that was December 2001. So speaking of the importance of history, if we remember these things, things go markedly different. We have a huge problem with the NSA. Why does it exist? It shouldn't. A huge problem with the CIA. Why does it exist? It shouldn't. You listen to all of the whistleblowers, the Bill Binneys et al. These devices, these, you know, when I say devices, I mean the spying agencies in particular, they were already pointed inward. But basically, they were pointed inward nearly exclusively. Now it's almost like all of the intelligence networks around the world are pointed more inward than outward, and they share information, and that way they can get away with certain things. You know, if the NSA can't spy on you, then GCHQ will, and hand that off to the NSA, and that kind of crap. Anyway, the importance of history. Let me finish and move on, back up and move forward. So Pike's letter to Mazzini, the most prophetic letter that was never written, colliding political Zionism against political Islam, drawing the world in. So the way the letter is written, supposedly, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, but really political Islam, and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. See, this is why it was so instrumental. And gosh, where do you dive into all of this? I mean, you go back through the Mujahideen of the, Operation Cyclone, the Afghan Mujahideen of the late 70s into the 80s, and what has now morphed into virtually every alphabet soup, you know, terrorism flavor of the week sort of thing. And you go back from there through various other iterations of the same concept, you know, the creation of Saudi Arabia, the Muslim Brotherhood, and through Egypt and back through Lawrence of Arabia, Philby of Arabia, and British intelligence, all the way back to the unholy alliance of Ibn Abd al-Wahhab and the House of Saud. I think I mention that pretty much every time I guest host the National Intel Report. I wish we all knew, because if you see how phony that whole history is, and then you see how what a contrivance this thing called Israel is, and don't get me wrong, I am not anti-Semitic. I love the descendants of Shem. I think they're great. I appreciate their preservation of certain things down through the ages. But who we hear from these days are not Shem's descendants. Descendants, if that makes sense. Because the etymology of the term anti-Semitic is something that is lost on most people. What is the etymology of that term? Who are Shem's descendants, and where are they? Do we hear from them? No, we don't. We hear about Japheth's descendants, the Ashkenazi folks. They are descendants of Japheth, not Shem. So to say you don't like them is a totally separate issue. But I digress. And Zionism is a separate animal altogether. Just ask Joe Biden. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, right, Joe Biden? So anyway, colliding political Islam and political Zionism and political Islam, Pike writes, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, political Islam, and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. And it's interesting that they're sort of, you know, we have Israel and Saudi Arabia sort of working together to foment conflict. Do you notice that? They really are working sort of hand in hand in the Middle East behind the scenes, and not even so much behind the scenes anymore. It's, you know, there is this sort of WWF theater nature to the alleged tension. But, you know, more and more we see mainstream stories of Israel and Saudi Arabia trying to work together. But they both have that victim mentality, self-preservation thing going on. And that causes them to do lots of devious sorts of things. And anyway, so the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism, or political Islam and political Zionism, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, here's the key for all the rest of us. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, and spiritual, economical exhaustion. Pike writes, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Are we seeing that these days? The nihilist has no time for any time-honored tradition or convention. They want to burn down all tradition, all, you know, conventions. And so that obviously can be problematic. And the atheist, generally speaking, has a disregard for life, the sanctity of life, in the sense that we're supposed to hold it. Again, that's general. And I realize that sometimes a generalization is a fallacy of oversimplification, but that notwithstanding, continuing. And so Pike writes, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Aren't we seeing that shaping up? And again, who's always at the forefront of these conflicts, you know, touching off you know, revolutions, like color revolutions, the Arab Spring, most recently, you know, what's happened in Syria and in other places that we see. And, you know, destabilizing areas of the world, assassinating leaders. The CIA is always there on the front lines of those efforts. And again, you know, the one book that I'll mention today in that regard is William Bloom's Killing Hope, U.S. Military and CIA Interventions Since World War II. And you go back to World War I, read Smedley Butler, read what he wrote about his exploits during World War I. Same thing, just pre-CIA. It wasn't institutionalized then the way that it is now or was post-World War II. And that was always the argument for the Cold War. Now we got to do all these things. You never know. You know, Operation Gladio. Communism might rear its ugly head. We have to be prepared. No. Richard Sakwa's words to this effect are the only words you need to know. NATO exists, and all of these other agencies. NATO exists, Richard Sakwa wrote in Frontline Ukraine. NATO exists to manage the threats, not to combat, not to fight, not to extinguish or eradicate. NATO exists to manage the threats created by its existence. CIA, FBI, DHS, TSA, same thing. It's all the same. DEA, you know, they all create problems. So Pike writes, meanwhile, all the other nations, well, continuing, he writes, this, you know, this savagery and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves, obliged indeed, against the world minority of revolutionaries will, and that's what the CIA is doing, creating this kind of chaos. The world will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, according to Pike, but it's counterfeit Christianity, not real Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time, according to Albert Pike. That's sort of a window into the plan, and you see that kind of conflict every day in the headlines these days. All of the Israeli-Palestinian stuff, all of the Islamic State tension and all of that. Isn't it funny how, according to the Trump administration now, we keep hearing administration after administration, ISIS is losing ground. Al-Qaeda is losing ground. We are, you know, according to Donald Trump, there should be no more ISIS. Then what is – why do we still have troops in that region of the world? Why are we still interested? Why were we interested in the first place? Speaking of history, stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Before I forget, and we'll go to the phones in a second, but The other link, obviously, worth looking at, speaking of the USS Liberty this year, the ship that won't sink, on republicbroadcasting.org, posted May 29th. The ship that won't sink, fundraiser for Erasing the Liberty movie and real journalism, Saturday, September 8th, 2018. So check it out. And, you know, that history should not be erased. Obviously, we need to, we should be asking questions. And so speaking of what we're doing in, Afghanistan, or anywhere in that region, you know, according to the government's information, where did I see that? Was that the email from William Engdahl about the cover of his book? William Engdahl sent out an email about the cover of his new book, The Lost Hegemon, Whom the Gods Would Destroy. Explained the title and the cover. I don't think it was, no, it wasn't that. It was the article and that's interesting too. Might come back to that. But it was the article that a listener sent me for my broadcast. But it was specifically concerning the, oh gosh, what site is that? It's the Oriental Review. Yeah, it was the article. Gosh, that was a 2010 article too. From Larry, listener of Road Warrior Radio and the Republic Broadcasting Network. OrientalReview.org, the site. 2010 article, The Afghan War, No Blood for Opium. But so speaking of history and what is the purpose of our involvement, you know, the UN documentation, the chart there is included, or the graph that charts the opium production, the global illicit opium production by region from 1990 to 2007. And there's a massive dip in 2001. Especially in Afghanistan. Afghanistan production, which, you know, dwarfs all other production, goes down to nothing. Why did that happen? It was the Taliban, actually, that had shut down opium production in Afghanistan. But who hears that? And you tell people that and they go, what? Really? Yes. That's one of those important facts of history that we just seem to kind of lose, don't we? Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.